Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. This is episode 34 of season 2. I'm Mike D, alongside my boy over here, and your boy too, Alex. What up, Alex?
Hey, guys. It's Alex. What up?
Yo, boy.
Let's go.
We also got Chloe in the house. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
And we are missing our boy Chris today. He is going to be back sooner than later, but keeping his seat warm, the one, the only, Jonathan Kim, a.k.a. I am Jonathan Kim, a.k.a. Kimbro. What up, dude?
Not much, man. How's everything with you guys?
Dude, thank you so much for taking the time to fill in Chris's shoes for a little bit. We're really glad you're on the podcast this week.
No, thanks for having me. It's always good to, you know, fill in for the boss man.
The boss man.
I try to do what I can at times.
Big well, shoes to fill.
Yeah, exactly. Let's start off the podcast like we always do, and that is with what we wore on feet today. Chloe, I'm looking at you. What'd you wear on feet today?
I wore some old schools, some old school Vans.
Nice, black and white.
Yeah.
Classic colorway.
To the pod, I wore some Stella McCartney Ultra Boost.
Ooh.
Yep.
Very nice. Wear some women's shoes. That's so dope.
Yeah, you're so lucky.
So lucky.
You're so lucky. Jonathan, what'd you wear on feet today?
Before my round of golf, I wore a pair of the Converse Chuck Taylor All-Star 70 Low Comme des Garçons, the kind of like the off-white version.
Nice.
And then on the golf course, I rocked some like Nike golf shoes from like 07 that I'm still rocking.
That a boy. Did you ever get into the whole, when Nike released the Air Jordan 1 golf shoe? Was that something you were really looking forward to?
Man, I wanted the Chicago ones, but... Damn, they sold out fast.
They did sell out fast.
Too fast.
Too fast. Way too fast. I know Chloe and I were talking about it not too long ago, but yo, they did sell out really fast.
Yeah, and like sooner or later, I might get either like the ones that look like the Air Max 90 Infrareds or the Air Force Ones. Like Very one nice. Of the two I'm going to get by next season, hopefully.
It's going down. It's going down. Alex, what'd you wear on feet today?
Today, my day started off kind of late, and I was convinced... I'm getting a lot of packages home for the store reopening, but sometimes I get packages for myself too, you know? So I got a in Canada Post notice that I had a package waiting for me. So I had this idea that it was this EQT related package that I was waiting for.
Ooh.
But so I decided to wear the OG EQT, the one from 2014, the actual support OG one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to the post office, and it was not the package that I was expecting. So so I went back home, took those off because I don't want to wear them too often. And before heading into my Montreal business activities, I switched up to the White Mountaineering CD Sox 1 from a couple of seasons ago.
They're so nice.
Yeah, I really love those.
They're so nice.
Yeah, man, they're fire. And they're perfect for this season because they're a bit like, there's a bit of a like an extra layer inside.
A little bit of lining.
So they're really good for the cold season.
Very nice, very nice. Today, I wore my EQT 9316, the all white. It was that kind of day. Comfort and style.
No rain.
I stepped lightly. And I was worried about it a little bit once I got to work, but I was okay.
You're fine?
Yeah, I got to the car. It was in the car that I was more worried than outside the car. Yeah. You know? Totally. You know when you're pushing on the gas pedal and you're like, uh-oh, the back of my shoe is just about to get wrecked.
Or you put your toes under the pedal by mistake and you lift up
and you're like, oh, feels there it goes.
Terrible.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yo, it feels so weird. We haven't done this for so long.
Right? Last time we did this, three weeks ago?
Yo, 3 weeks ago, if not four.
That's a long time for us to take.
We haven't sat at the table for a long time.
Lots gone down.
I'm not convinced that I have that much to talk about because I'm like so focused into my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I do miss this feel of getting up and talking on the pod and stuff like that. Because we've had this like kind of like a little teaser episode when we came back from SneakerCon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not enough for me to be, you know, like satisfied, you know, and feel like I've had my fix of podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad to be back on the pod, really glad to be back on the mic. I hope the listeners, I hope you guys have been fiending that episode.
Yeah.
And hoping for something good. Hopefully it's not going to be garbage. We have some good content lined up, so we miss you guys, and we hope you guys are excited about this episode. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I just wanted to lay that out there. I've missed this thing so much.
Yeah, it's been too long.
It's been a minute, yo. And Chris is not here tonight, but we think about you, Chris.
All the time.
Yo, and tons of light and tons of energy sent to you, man. And hopefully you'll be back at the table really soon.
For sure, for sure. We miss him already. Hey, you know what? I want to give a big shout out to everyone who listened to the last podcast, Extra Laces Session 2, because it was kind of an offbeat kind of way of recording, and it was just different for us. And Alex, I'm sure it was really different for you because
I was driving.
You were driving. So like, you can't really fix yourself on the conversation as much when you're thinking about driving, right?
Yeah, because we're not trying to die. So.
No, exactly. And Chloe, we missed you, bud.
Yeah, I wish I was there.
We really missed
you. Yeah, man, it would have been good to have you there, man.
Yeah, next time.
Yeah, Kimbro knows all the stories from our trip to SneakerCon, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out when I was listening to it. I was like, who is driving? and then like in a bit, like halfway through the episode, I realized that Alex's voice was kind of a little bit more distant away from the mic. So I was like, I put the pieces together and I was like, okay, so he's the one that's driving on the way back.
It was like a 2.0 guerrilla style podcast in the car on the way home by pretty much pulling an all-nighter.
Yeah, it was just like, let's just whip out the equipment. Yeah. We got this. Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Big shout out to everyone who listened to that podcast. Thank you so much. It's been 3 weeks since we've really done this. Has anyone picked up anything?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Chloe.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Chloe with the woo.
So I saw a post on OTH that they received some Anaheim Vans. They got the old schools and they got the authentic DX.
Nice.
So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going next morning, the next day, and I run in, got my size. And while I was there, I saw the Air Force One Wheats.
Oh, nice. The classic fall shoe.
They had my... Yeah, fuck it. I was like, I have to.
Wait, did you get the highs or the lows?
I got the highs.
Ooh.
So walk in, grab two pairs.
Yeah, I have the highs. I had them since last... Like, I got them like last year, I think. They're so good.
Did you spray your shit? Or are you just wrecking them?
Oh, I'm wrecking them.
Yeah, right. I think I'm going to be insane. Yeah. Just don't know how I'm going to wear that strap yet.
I strap it up. I lace them up all the way to the second top lace hole.
Yeah.
Because I don't. I typically wear all my shoes pretty like decently laced up, mm-hmm. and then I do the strap. But I make sure that the lace knot goes on top of the strap.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But I've seen some people do like they keep it. People who don't like to lace it as much, people will tie the strap around the back and kind of let it hang off the back.
Yeah.
I've seen that too, but personally, like, I don't want that stuff dragging in the mud and the salty conditions that I'm going to be walking through.
Of course. Of course. That's like the struggle, especially here in Canada, is the salt in the wintertime. It's insane.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. If you don't know, don't worry about it.
Stay wherever you are.
Exactly.
Exactly. I have to run some tests on that shoe.
But that always worries me about wearing on an Air Force One High, wearing the strap off the back. Like, who knows what's going to get tossed up there, right?
Oh, it's definitely not going to be just flimming off the back.
No?
No. It's either going to be off.
Or on.
Or strapped. On. But definitely it's not going to be laced up all the way.
Okay. No. I like it.
Interesting. Mike, did you pick up anything?
I did happen to pick up something. I was walking down the street on a weekend, I think like 2 weeks ago. And I walked into OTH. And OTH was great. They were having a sale, so I went to the back wall, got 35% off a pair of Adidas Pure Boost Reigning Champ, and I was stoked about that.
Nice. It was a good pickup.
Great pickup. So nice. 35 off retail was fantastic.
Sweet.
Yep. So Can't go wrong with that. No, dude. I was very impressed. And they had a lot of selection of different things, but just like the sizes were insane. Either like super, super small or super, super big.
Very, very dope.
Luckily, you could wear both.
Yeah, luckily. Asshole. Kimbro, you pick up anything lately?
Yeah, so about 2 weeks, I didn't purchase anything, but I got sent something. So like 2 weeks ago, Foot Locker, Nike Toronto, and NBA Canada held an event at Foot Locker on at the House of Hoops on Yonge Street in downtown.
Yeah.
It was for the launch of the NBA, like the new NBA Nike jerseys. So like there were like all the Toronto sneaker people in the event. So like I was hanging out with like Sean, Meredith, Lawrence, like the whole Canada Got Sold crew was there. So like Joel was there.
Oh, really?
Alan
nice.
Was there. Alan unfortunately couldn't have made it, but like I met up with all the guys there. Happened to bump into Cherry that day too, because she was in town for managers meeting and stuff.
Oh, very cool.
But during the event, I got introduced to a couple guys from the Jumpman from Jordan Canada.
Ooh.
And then we started talking a bit, and then they, after the a couple days after the event, they shipped out a pair. I'm gonna pull it out.
Yo, okay, so we have him on FaceTime right now. As he's digging into this box, he's got the biggest smile on his face.
So I was talking about how I kind of needed new ball shoes with those guys, and just like half joking, because like I was like, oh, like I'll
you
just
never
tell
know.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you never know. And then they sent over.
Ooh. Okay, so what he's showing us right now is a pair of Air Jordan 32s.
Yeah, so they sent me the Air Jordan 32 in the mid cut in the MJ Day colorway. So like, October 18th is the day of 1984 is the first day that Jordan Michael Jordan played his first game for the Chicago Bulls, and he wore the. Black and red ones that day, and then that's like when kind of he started getting fined for it. So because that's when the shoe got banned, they started calling that they decided to call that day MJ Day. And on the bottom of the clear sole, you can see the October 18th detail.
It's so cool. It's got the date on the bottom. If you haven't checked these out, check them out for sure.
Yeah, and considering Jordan 2s are probably one of my favorite silhouettes from the Jordan collection, these 32s with like the tongue detail with the Wings logo.
Yeah, Wings logo on the tongue. The back is really cool. And really resembles the 30.
Inside
or
the
a
tongue,
two.
They. I'm going to try to get this on camera. Can you see like that band logo?
All right, it's got the band X on the inside of the tongue. That is amazing. I've never seen that detail in a picture, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult to capture because unless you're like kind of like really showing off the inside of the tongue, which is like a tough angle to shoot.
Yeah.
So I don't think a lot of people know about it, but yeah, the good folks over at Jumpman sent those over.
Very cool, man. Very happy for you, man. Super dope.
I was pumped. Like, it's my first package from Jumpman, and the guys there are super, super nice, and couldn't be more thankful. And now I got a new pair of ball shoes to hoop in.
Dude, nice. Super sick. What was your feeling when you opened that box?
I knew when he texted me and he's like, yeah, we're going to send something over to you. And then I was like, oh, I think it's going to be the 32 because we're talking about ball. And
yeah.
Like, just anytime you receive anything from like Nike or Jumpman, it's always a great feeling.
Yeah,
it's
great feeling. It's really great feeling.
I mean, sure.
Yeah. And going off of that, actually, because they were doing the NBA launch, like the NBA jersey launch. So Nike Toronto and NBA Canada and Foot Locker, they actually selected about 50 individuals from Toronto that got to make their own bespoke like Raptors jerseys.
Oh, wow.
So you might have been seeing a couple posts throughout social media, like people like Sean, Meredith, Lawrence from Canada Got Soul.
Shango, Hardy Girl.
Yeah, Sidewalk Hustle. Jaffy got to do one. So Jaffy. A lot of the people that we're familiar with and that we're cool with got to do one, and I was lucky enough to get one of the slots.
Nice.
So I'm currently waiting for my jersey. It's been a little bit delayed, but I'm just,
it's happening. It's
happening, and like so we got to make our own bespoke Raptors jersey, and they gave us the new authentic kind of like game like the jersey that they wear in games.
Okay.
Very cool, man.
Yeah, because there's two different kinds, I think, right? There's like the on-court one, and then there's like a, not replica, but...
They call it Swingman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Swingman jersey and the authentic jerseys, the authentic retails at a slightly higher price, but we got to... when we walked into like the custom lounge, we started talking with one of the Nike... employees, like one of the Nike Eakins, that's what they call that's Eakin. What they're yeah so they kind Nike of like walked backwards. Us through the whole process
Dope.
And there was like a lot of leathers and materials that we could choose to customize the name and the numbers on the front and back. Dope. So there was things like stingray leather, snakeskin leather, nice. Like regular tumble leather, satin, suede. And then we got to also choose the stitching that went around it.
Oh, that's so, really cool. So it's really one of a kind.
Yeah, it's literally one of one. Oh, and
so cool.
Like when I was doing mine, the Ekin Sarah, she showed me Jazz Cartier's like ones that he had already, that they had ready, mm-hmm. just kind of show me what it would look like. And I was like, man, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Yes.
So like major shout outs to Nike Toronto for, you know, the once in a lifetime opportunity. It was crazy.
Really amazing. Cool. Really very cool. Dope. Super yeah. cool, man.
Now, when you got the chance to do that, like, are you going to share with us what you did to it, or should we wait? Maybe we should wait.
No, I might as well share. It's been delayed long enough, and I kind of teased. I kind of been teasing it online. Like, I did like a couple stories for Bragg. I did an article on Style Democracy for that. Mm-hmm. So, with my number, I went with a. So the number I chose was 22. It's like it's a number that I used when I was when I played basketball growing mm-hmm. up in high school and whatnot. So I went with the number 22, and I went with black stingray leather on the number.
Very nice.
With a gray stitching to kind of like match like how the jersey would.
The jersey goes, yeah.
Yeah, how the jersey usually looks. And then a lot of people went. Some people that I saw that went with a black number also went with black. With a black name on the back. Mm-hmm. But because in the front, the Raptors writing is written in white and I was going to have a black number, I wanted to have it kind of like corresponding in the back as well.
Yeah.
So I went with a white suede with my name with the white stitching.
Nice.
Yeah. So super pumped. Just waiting to get that in the mail.
And what did you write? You write Jonathan, Kim?
Je suis Jonathan Kim.
Je suis Jonathan.
I had a nine-letter max
on
the jersey of my size just because like there wasn't enough space to do much more than that. Mm. So I went through a bunch of options. At first, I wrote Kim. And then with the number 22, it kind of looked a little bit like too small.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Then I tried John Kim, and it looked just too much. So I ended up going with J. Kim.
Nice. Okay.
Nice, dope. Nice. Very cool.
Very, very dope.
Alex, have you picked up anything lately?
Did I pick up anything lately?
Have you been eyeing anything?
I'm hunting some stuff, but I haven't found the proper size. I found the proper deal, but not the proper size.
Okay.
So that has been kind of put on hold.
What's the shoe, man?
No, I'm not going to say it.
Oh, okay.
Some people that I know are listening, we're going to try to steal that auction.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good idea.
Yeah.
It's a pair of Nike Air Force Ones, actually.
No, but recently, because I don't have a store, like for people that are listening and following my adventures, I still not have a store now, but I'm getting my store back really, really soon. So since I'm kind of like homeless or storeless, I'm super mobile, so I'm going to different stores to work or print stuff or talk to employees and blah, blah, blah. So this week I was in an outlet store really nearby my house, and they had this amazing sale on Red Tag items plus my staff discount. So I've been beating the shit out of my one of my pair of superstars recently for dancing.
Very cool.
And they had a pair of white superstars with green stripes.
Nice.
For a ridiculously low price. So I decided to grab one of those just because I knew I was going to beat them up next. Or no, actually, I have a pair of white and green superstars that I'm going to beat. And this one is my new clean pair. Yeah, backup pair. Because it's clean. Really nice. It has like the gold details on it and stuff. My old pair is like from 2011, so I'm just going to destroy them. Yeah, that's the only thing I picked up. Did I pick up anything else? No, I'm getting confused because I'm getting so many boxes sent to my house from my store, but I did not. Did I? I did not. I did pick up something AQD related, but it's not something that I can wear.
Ah.
And it's coming.
You got a book.
Nope. But I'm book. Waiting to tell you guys what it is. But did I pick up any other shoes? My girlfriend would be so pissed right now. No, I did not pick up anything. I did not pick up anything. Did I?
I'm surprised you don't have those EQT socks that I've been seeing.
I have a pair of EQT socks.
Okay, never mind.
Which one have you seen? The one with the square logo?
Yeah, the square logo on the white sock. Okay.
I do. Yeah.
Is it like an EQT?
No, it's the new equipment with the trefoil and then the 9117 tag on it.
Okay.
Yeah, I picked those up in LA. I went EQT crazy when I was in LA. I picked up a t-shirt, fucking hat, socks, track top, like tons of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because awesome. It was on sale. Yeah.
Sick.
What up?
So maybe we could take a second to talk about some of the stuff that's going down in the sneaker world. Yo, so apparently those new Yeezys, they got a release date. Did you hear about that?
From what the internets are saying.
Yeezy Mafia, I think they put something out. Of course, this is not official. Or is it?
Nothing's ever official with Yeezy.
No, it never is. It never is. So apparently there's the Beluga 2.0 coming out, and we also have the, what is it? I call it the pea green yellow.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? Frozen yellow. Frozen yellow.
Semi-frozen.
Semi-frozen.
Because full frozen would be more banana looking, right?
It's not the mac chicken? The mac poulet?
The mac poulet.
It's got a gum sole, though. It's got a gum bottom.
Yeah, we were talking to Chloe over here, and we were like, yo, how do you feel about it? He's like, that sole, that outsole is money. Money, money, money.
It's a cool twist. It's a really, really cool twist. It kind of gives it like its own, not saying that piss yellow is not unique, but
it's definitely
having a gum sole on it kind of like justifies the color, you know? Yes.
It's so true, right? That sole does everything for that shoe. It sells the shoe.
I'm down. Whatever color they can come out with it, I'm down. I'm just down with whatever. Like,
just a great shoe.
Yeah, I'm just down with the V2 so much.
It's a really good shoe.
It's been my go-to for so many things, so many colors and opportunities and moments.
I've probably worn that shoe the most this year.
Really?
That model.
Same.
Yeah. The V2,
same, the V2, yeah.
I'd have to say the same.
Yeah, probably.
I beat the crap out of my red stripes.
So whatever comes out in the V2, I'm all up for it. I love it so much. And for those Beluga 2.0s, it's just cool. Because I remember the feeling that I was going through when the Belugas came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, that orange stripe is like just a bit too much. You know, it's like a non-as-too-much version of as the
semi-frozen yellow.
Or the Belugas itself, right?
Because
it's like it doesn't have this big orange slash on it. So I'm super down for those, but I'm more waiting to see if those mint, frozen mint ones are coming out.
Oh, blue, yeah. Tint?
Blue tint?
Blue tint. Blue tint.
This is so good.
These colorway names are amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. I just wish someone called it piss yellow.
Someone will.
No, but like on the box.
Like on the box. A friends and family version been, piss yes, yellow.
It would have been so sick.
Another thing I'm really excited for with Adidas is the EQT Support Ultra, the Pusha T collab again.
Bodega babies.
It's coming out. Yo, this shoe from the tip to the heel is just money. The colorway is money. The packaging is money.
Yes.
It comes in a brown paper bag, which is really cool. Almost like the EQT Support they did. Or was it Support? The first black one?
It's Guidance.
Guidance, sorry. Yeah. Thank you for correcting me,
no
sir.
No problem. You
that's
asked.
Why, that's why we keep you around. But it came in like a garbage bag, right? Which is really cool. I like how they throw in those little bit of details, and it really makes the shoes stand out a little bit more.
I'm feeling the colorway.
I need to wear my black ones.
You haven't worn them yet, eh?
No, they're still that stock.
Oh, I remember the day you got them.
Yeah, for super freaking cheap.
Yeah, you got a
thank
steal.
Lord. Anyways, but yo, those brown jams are like super dope. Very, yeah, very cool.
I'm just
colorway.
Not feeling the price tag.
Well, it's the same as the gray ones, right?
Yeah.
300 Canadian.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I know.
I did the gray ones. They're so good.
You'll be able to find them at select Adidas retailers like Artboy, Courtside Sneakers.
But it's crazy how I think I went to Ottawa, to the outlets in Ottawa like a couple weeks ago, and they had a pair of those in a size 5 for women or something for extra red tag price, like ridiculously red tag price, and then they had the Chinese New Year drums for like
seriously,
but not in anything that's like wearable for a man, but such a small price, and you're like, what the?
They're so expensive. Those two pairs are mad expensive.
Yeah, but both of them are so worth it, right?
So good.
So good. Anyways, But really, really happy that they kept that exact same silhouette, exact same design and garments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they just decided to switch it up, different colors. I really do invite you guys to go up on the YouTube page, the YouTube channel of Adidas Originals, and watch that short clip that they did to promote the shoe. It's really, really cool.
I'll go check it out.
It's really fresh. It's like 3 minutes. And it kind of gives you like a backstory of like how, what's the inspiration behind the shoe. It's really cool. Really suggest you guys check it out. And apart from that, I don't think that I've, apart from like all the Adidas sneaker exchange stuff that's coming out, mm-hmm. or that has come out in October, I don't think nothing else is coming out officially, quote unquote.
Yes, of course.
Quote unquote. Until the next couple of weeks. There's been so much stuff going on, it's really overwhelming.
Yeah, and you must be super busy these days too, because your store opening sooner than later.
Yes.
Oh my God. Like, I'm getting excited for you because I can feel that energy coming off you, man.
Yeah,
because
I'm just so focused into this.
Yeah.
But the energy is really real. Like, it is coming out. It's coming back so real. Like, today I was telling you guys, we have a storage unit downtown where like we kept some of the office supplies and stuff like that. And I had to go back in today. And the last time I went was the day that I handed out my keys in August.
Mm-hmm.
So today made me realize like how soon
it's going down.
How soon it's going down. So for everyone that's listening from Montreal, I hope to see you guys at the store really soon. I have some more information. Hopefully we are recording weekly as of now. We're not going to take any more breaks. We'll try our best. But I'll have tons of new information for you guys if you guys are interested about what's going on with the store. And yeah.
So sick.
Voila.
So sick. Jonathan, is there anything you're really looking forward to coming out in like the next few weeks or anything like that? Anything that's kind of in this last quarter of the year? The last retail quarter is, I would say it's officially here. What are you looking forward to? Is there anything coming out that you're like really digging or...
Just like everyone else, I'm just hoping and praying that I get one of the off-white joints. Oh,
yeah. I don't know like, what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, but our boy Sean Go, actually, Nike Toronto, sent him, gifted him a pair of
crazy.
Off-white Nike Vaporflies. Crazy, crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Like,
so I saw it on his Instagram today, earlier in the day. And I was just like, oh, he got a pair. That's awesome. Then I went through his Instagram stories and saw him open the Nike box. I went, oh, my God, they sent it to him? That's amazing.
Yeah. Yo,
good for Sean Go. He's killing it these days.
Well, he deserves it, man. He puts in work, and like all his work is so top-notch. So
it's ridiculous, eh?
Nothing but happiness for him, you know?
I caught up on his like recent Adidas work, and I was just so – I messaged him. I was like – I need assistance on talking about this shoe because like I'm trying to get information on how this shoe fit and stuff. Then I was like, this guy's the reference.
Yeah.
Like, for even sure. For me, you know, like, and no, he's just so good. And you know, like, I don't know if it's either you or Chris, John, that posted that photo of that undefeated.
That was me.
So that's what I had in mind when I saw his story. I was like, oh, he's getting some sort of a collab shoe, but in my head, it was nothing but off-white, you know? And then he slowly opens the box, and then you see the swoosh under quote. And
yeah.
I'm like, no way.
He got them.
He got a pair of off-whites. Like, that's really amazing.
I kind of wanted to message him and be like, yo, man, when you opened that box, what were you feeling right away? I want to know what that feeling was like.
Yeah, there was just a lot of expletives that were sent in my group chat with him and a couple other people. he was very surprised. Like he wasn't expecting anything from Nike, and then he was at work, and then he's like, "Yo, Nike sent me something," and he's like, "I might have to go home during lunch."
Sure, took the day off.
The rest of the day, I can't go back in. Are you crazy?
Yo, but going talking about like upcoming releases. I'm like not too big on it, but I know a lot of other people are. I know some official photos of the new Pharrell Adidas NMD Hue Trails were released in the 4 colorways.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people are pumped for those, even though the retail price is a little bit high. But I think like that Oreo looking joint. I think a lot of
the Oreo one has money.
Well, all of them are oddly looking really phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I find like none of them are like wow, but all of them are really good.
They are wow.
No, but they are wow, but they're also odd.
They're all right? So interesting.
Except for the Oreo one.
The Oreo one's like, pretty boring.
It's plain.
It is, but compared it's so clean. To the oddness of like all of the other ones. I'm super stoked about that.
Yeah.
I'm very stoked about... Have you guys seen that Colette one? So Colette in Paris is closing, and it's being taken over by Chanel.
Ooh.
Oh. So Chanel decided to collab with Pharrell on a human race one, a human race trail that would only release at Colette.
Wow.
To like kind of close the deal.
Yeah.
It's kind of
There's
cool.
one more too.
And there's the NERD one.
NERD one.
Yeah. Whoa.
All black.
Like, so nice.
Like Anna, my district manager, she's at ComplexCon this weekend.
Yo, that would
and
be
like lit. Every day she's like, you should come. I'm not going. But every day I also see something extra that's gonna happen at that place.
Yeah.
So ComplexCon is a big convention that's organized by Complex. And it's gonna happen in Los Angeles, California. It's tons of like amazing creators and collaborators talking in panel discussions and stuff like that. Plus, I feel like tons of brands are going to use this platform to release exclusively some stuff in Los Angeles this weekend.
Yeah.
Including NERD and Pharrell and Adidas. So.
Adidas.
Yeah. This is crazy. November is going to be crazy, man.
Yeah, at ComplexCon, they're also releasing one of the, like, my personal most anticipated drop of the year that's not going to be releasing globally until I think end of November, early December.
Whoa.
It's the Air Force 100 collection. So they picked, I think, 4 or 5 individuals to kind of like put their own take on a white on white Air Force. So Don C did one where he kind of put he made an Air Force 1 a high, but with notes from the Air Force 2 and Air Force 3 in it, with like his kind of like Just Dawn detailing with like snakeskin and different materials. Wow. Virgil did another off-white Air Force 1 that one will be exclusive to ComplexCon. And probably the one that there's a couple more, like Travis Scott did one, but the one that I'm excited for the most is like a personal grail of mine that I'm going to be hunting like crazy. It is the Rockefeller Air Force Ones. So it's like an all white Air Force One with a Rockefeller logo in the back heel.
Sick.
And on the tongue as well. Like fire. I need 2-3 pairs of those. Like so nice. I will.
But is that gonna happen for you?
I will hunt for one. Okay. I will let go of some sneakers if I have to pay resale, but like it will be done.
Phenomenal.
Nice. Amazing. Really, really nice. Cool.
Jonathan, I'm looking at you through FaceTime right now, and I see a little something in the background. We should just talk about it. I know, Alex, we should talk about it too.
Yeah.
He's pulling it. I don't even have to mention what he's got. Tell the people what you got, Jonathan.
So it's the New Era Canada collab with Canada Got Soul. It's a black black New Era snapback with their Canada Got Soul logo.
Such a cool logo.
Embroidered in red and white, design done by Spooner or Allen. And then the back detailing has Canada Got Soul on it, the white New Era logo on the side. So it's a little bit different from the Family and Friends one that like Calby, Chris, and Sean got that were like all black. But this was like a super, super good purchase. Like when I met up with Lawrence on that Nike Toronto Foot Locker and NBA Canada event for the jersey launch, Lawrence just messaged me. He's like, don't wear a hat tonight.
Nice.
And I was like, perfect.
Because all the boys were?
Yeah, so Alvin and Q. Oh, Q, Joel, and Lawrence were wearing it. We bumped into Thomas Heat Ledger, formerly Heat Ledger. He got one that day too.
Nice.
I got mine that day, and I've been rocking it fairly since then.
Nice.
Very cool. Very cool.
The day I got mine, it was on head right away.
Yeah.
Right away.
It's crazy. Until I noticed it's a Jordan 1 outsole in the logo, right? So I'm like, okay, I got to be careful with that. But yeah, I'm super, super, super stoked I was able to like grab one. And to be honest, Canada Gossel and their shipping is like crazy, man. Like I was not expecting it to come in so fast.
They're on point.
It's literally the next day. If it wasn't for the weekend, it was the next day. It's crazy.
Good for them.
Yeah, Alex got that promo sample one too.
Yes. I got
sample life.
Doggy told me that I got the one that was used for the
photo shoots.
The photo shoot.
Nice.
So I felt extra special.
And he throws it on his head. All right, Jonathan, beautiful. You know what you're doing.
I love it, yo. Like, I really love, like, New Era snapbacks. It's really dope.
I'm a big fan of the... I used to be a big fan of the fullback, but now the... I think it's the 950 model is, like, just money.
It's so this sick. Is 950.
950.
Nice.
See?
Yeah.
I don't have Mike. One. I don't have one yet. We right,
can,
Lawrence?
We can share mine.
Right,
if you
Lawrence?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, yo, really looking forward to what they have coming out with New Era in the future, too.
Yeah.
Because they've been killing it ever since they did the Friends and Family.
Would you guys want to recap what happened this weekend?
Yeah, for
we
sure.
We went to Soul Exchange Canada. They did a quick stop in Montreal.
The ultimate sneaker show.
The ultimate sneaker show. Canada's greatest sneaker show. It was really, really cool.
Yeah.
So we were asked by Soul Exchange to make an appearance. Mm-hmm. We also did some Bragg Affair coverage, if I'm not mistaken.
Of course.
From what we were mandated to do, we just decided to kind of come up with a different idea on how to approach a sneaker convention. So I can't remember who had this idea.
I think it was Chris.
It had to be Chris. Chris, the mastermind.
Yeah, Chris has all the crazy good ideas.
All the good ideas. So instead of having a table recording a podcast, because this has been done before.
We did it last year.
We did it. So we wanted to come up with something differently. So Chris had this idea that we should maybe come out with a trivia game.
Like a game show type.
So a sneaker
vibe.
Geekness.
Yeah.
Kind of
what
like.
What a great name.
Sneaker Geekness.
Geekness.
And so we kind of worked it all out. The concept was quite easy, but...
It was very similar to Jeopardy in a way.
Yeah, totally.
Where the contestants would pick a category, you know, if they get it. Or then we answer ask the question. They got to buzz in with little air horns. And by the way, yo...
From Dollar Store.
After we were done with the trivia, I don't know who got a hold of those air horns, but they were being blown everywhere.
Really?
Like people, yeah, they were like confiscating them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we created a ruckus.
Nice. So. I gave them to one of the guys from Soul Exchange.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were hitting them. I don't know. It was crazy.
Nice. Amazing.
But, yeah, the game show.
So it was really cool. We all came up with like 15 different questions.
Did you have a hard time with these questions?
Not at all. I actually banged them out. I had a hard time putting some time aside to work on it. But once I sat down and like, because my mandate was like to come up with 15 Adidas questions.
Of course.
So I banged them out in like 2 seconds. And then, so we picked four teams. We made four teams. We had to kind of look for some of our friends and stuff like that. But we did do a couple teams.
But like Montreal sneakerheads.
Montreal people. And it was really, really fun. So thank you to Soul Exchange Canada for having us. Shout out to Jaffe for making a stop in Montreal, making it I think is really cool. I think we kind of see a different crowd. We kind of see like a different experience from like our previous visit in Toronto with SneakerCon.
Well, yeah, and it was so like back to back, right? Yeah. It was only 2 weeks between the two.
It's cool to be back home and kind of like feel this more chilled Montreal vibe.
Yeah.
So it was a bit slower, a bit less crowded, but it's...
It was good to see everybody.
We had a good time. It was kind of like in and out business. We had a really good time. We did our thing. We met up with some people. I actually bumped into so many clients from the store.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun for me to network with some people. Our good buddy Remy had a table with his
local
international people. So it was really cool too.
Yeah.
And you kind of see the same heads like every year, you know, like...
Yeah.
Everyone's there making an appearance.
Yeah.
You know, everyone wants to show their face. Maybe we could talk about who we had actually as contestants on the trivia show.
Yeah, totally. So we had our two good buddies, Brendan Minard and Jay Lozon.
Yeah.
And they kind of represented the Adidas.
And the
Adidas
younger crowd.
Squad, the younger crowd. We had Tim Lee
and Mike.
And his buddy Mike.
Yeah.
representing House of Hoops, so yeah, it's kind of cool.
The HOH team.
And this guy Mike is an encyclopedia. Like, he was a legend, this guy.
Yeah. And cool. He had a pair of, what were they, the Skepta 97s in his hand?
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. They're so clean.
They're so clean. Yeah. And we had Remy.
Yeah, and his buddy Mike also.
We from Local Mikes. International. Holy crap. This guy Mike.
Yo.
Whoa.
He knows.
He knew everything about everything.
Yo, like, he knows his stuff.
Whoa. It was phenomenal. And then as a fourth team, we had Sid, our good homie Sid the Kicks, and his buddy Kenny.
Yeah.
And finally, in the end, after like a couple of rounds and tons of questions, the team from Local and International took the win.
They took the win. And they so what they won for winning our sneaker trivia was they won a pair of retro Jordans from Soul Exchange Canada. So Soul Exchange is putting that up for them. So congratulations to them. It was cool. It was really cool to see. And I think it would be cool to do it another year, too.
I think they had a good time. The contestants had a good time.
I think they did, too. And I think because I asked afterwards, I was like, yo, those questions, how were they? They're like, yo, the questions were amazing. Nice. Like, we thought you were going to be like, what color is this shoe? That type thing. But
we went pretty deep.
We went pretty deep.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
I think it's cool, man, because like I don't know if for the listeners that did listen to our SneakerCon recap, I had a bit of concerns on the purpose of, you know, like those conventions where I'm not sure if it's about the culture or if it's about the hype.
Or the shoes.
Or the shoes, you know, like it was a bit confusing to be at SneakerCon and to see the Babe tables, the Human Race tables, the Jordan tables, and then no one's kind of exposing anymore, which I can understand. And then it's like there was this whole YouTuber, ShoeTuber thing. And then in Montreal, it was like there was a bit of that, but extremely diluted. But I was able myself to meet Sean Collar for the first time.
Yeah.
Because it never happened.
Super nice guy.
Yo, so shout out to Sean for holding up that super, super cool Jordan table with matching pictures to his shoes.
That was
matching action pictures to his actual shoes.
That was the coolest thing. So on his table, he had pictures of himself when he was a lot younger, you know, getting the Jordan 5, getting the Jordan 3, getting the 4. He had the OG 4s on the table. He had the OG 5s. And they're like, oh, with that Nike Air on the back. His table was very well curated. Yeah. And that's exactly what I told him. It was curated perfectly. And, you know, Sean's just a cool guy. I can't wait to have him back on the podcast.
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
Yeah, shout out to Sean for loving Jordan 2s, probably more than I do, but...
Yo, he's got a big love for those 2s.
Yeah. They're amazing, man. Bruce Kilgore, the god.
Nice.
Also, who showed up at Soul Exchange this year, who usually comes every year, but I think he missed last year, was Jumpman Bostic. So Jumpman Bostic showed up at Soul Exchange, and yo, he's got some crazy stuff too. He's got like Jordan samples. You know, he showed me I think it was a Jordan 10 that came out back in the day, but it had a piece of leather over the toe box. And apparently MJ was like, nope, that ain't gonna fly. Take it off. And then they switched it just to like the regular toe cap.
So if I'm correct, you're talking about the steel 10s? Like the OG steel 10s,
yes.
And they were actually the original release pair that had the extra layer of leather on top, the strip, and then they ended up getting recalled.
Yeah,
but he didn't send his back, so it was technically not a sample, even though it's pretty hard to find gem.
Yeah,
especially in the condition that he has it in. But yeah, Jumpman Bostic's the man.
Yeah, he's so nice too, super nice. He was willing to talk to everyone. Really cool to see that.
Dope.
And I told you that was the thing that I missed from SneakerCon, was the people showing their collection.
Yes.
More than, you know, how much is this, how much is that. So that was a good time.
It's still cool to see, you know, like expensive sneakers, things that you won't necessarily see every now and then, but at the same time it's kind of getting repetitive when you have that same, you know, like Babe table, Supreme sticker table, Oxford Tan table. Like, it's, you know, like at the Indian, and you're like, You're just looking at things you can't even like entertain having, you know, instead of being inspired to do something about what you wear or whatnot. So anyway, it was super, super cool. Thanks to Jaffe for letting us do something different.
Shout out to Jaffe.
Thank you so much, man. It was a lot of fun. I think it's something that we could do again in any kind of context. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll get people excited about this when we figure out when we could do it again.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Was the Montreal show the last leg of their Canada 150 tour? Because I know they went basically like around the entire country. And I think Montreal might have been one of their last stops.
It might have been.
I think so. Because I think they went out east not long ago to like Halle and stuff like that.
Yeah. Might have been.
You know,
so shout out to Jaffe and Giorgio. You know, they put in so much work for this. So.
Yeah, they kill it.
Totally.
And they're so nice when they're
very
there
sweet people. Like you, my God, people recognize you so quick, and they don't ask questions. They're just like really, really cool.
Yeah.
It was really easy to get in. Like, they set us up really well. Like, yeah, they're taking care of us. Like, anyway,
that was the craziest thing. So all of us, I think, when we got there, we're like, oh man, where are we gonna put all like our stuff? Like, we have bags and our cameras and stuff like that. And we're like, yo, we don't have a table.
This year we don't have a table. Yeah. And then we turned around.
There's three
tables
for us.
Just waiting for us to set up. And we're like, okay.
So Jaffe definitely hooked it up. Thank you so much. Can't wait till next year. But Kimbro, before I asked you to be on the podcast, I was thinking, yo, if we're going to have Kimbro on the podcast, we got to have him talk about something. Then I mentioned to you, yo, maybe we should get into a little bit of story time. If you had like a story to tell, a sneaker story, a sneaker experience that you experienced. And do you have one for us? Do you have something that you could tell the people? Give them a little insight into Jonathan Kim's world.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right before the story, big shout out to Boss Man, Chris Chu, for rocking the... What did he wear at the
Air Monarchs?
The Monarchs.
Yeah, the Monarchs. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, yo, that's amazing.
Yeah, he killed it.
Yo, the Chinese Pete Carroll. That's a man right there. Okay, but going back to story time. So, you know, like most of us have been collecting sneakers for what? Like for a decent amount of time, and we've seen kind of the market change and the consumers change, and how the consumers are getting the product is changing. So I was actually talking to Mike about just not too long ago about how like the difference between like you guys might have covered it in past podcasts, but from like a Toronto perspective, it's like the big difference from seeing people line up for sneakers overnight and whatnot, camping, to people going lining up for raffles and then getting notifications or doing with like the Adidas Confirmed app and now Frenzy and all that stuff that's like geotagged and stuff. Yeah. So I was actually thinking about this. One of like my most memorable lineups was at Goodfoot. So Goodfoot is now a defunct Canadian sneaker retailer. They used to have their main location in Toronto on Richmond, right like around the corner from where Livestock currently is.
Okay.
But they also, for a short period of time, they had their second location on St. Clair West. And then people in Toronto, just because it was in kind of like a shadier area of town, they actually called it Hoodfoot.
Hoodfoot.
Yeah. <That's good. laughs> So around the time of Hoodfoot's grand opening, they actually released a pair of, they released the size run of the Nike SB What the Dunks. So for people who don't know what the Dunks are, it's like a collage on two pairs, like on a pair of sneakers, with the left side and the right side being different, of the most popular Nike SB models ever designed. And the lineup for it was just insane, just because it was such a limited pair. Everyone knew how rare it was, and that this was the only Canadian retailer that was getting it. And the funny thing is, back then, so like how, like I don't remember exactly. Chloe, you might be able to touch up on this. Do you remember how much SB Lows like retailed for back in the day?
I think they were like $90.
Yeah, so like they were like under $150 after tax and everything.
Yeah.
So before the drop even happened, like people knew that Goodfoot had marked the price up on these, and so they were retailing these shoes at $500 Canadian plus tax.
Yeah, no.
That is Hoodfoot for sure.
Only at Hoodfoot or at all Goodfoots?
It only released at Hoodfoot. It was one full size run, I believe, and the line was pretty small. So like there were a lot of relatively well known like Toronto sneakerheads, especially back in the day, that were lining up. There was like, I don't know if he's still into shoes, but there was like a father and son that actually camped for sneakers too. So like, oh, wow. They got two pairs, I believe.
That's cool.
But I was like the last person in line, and I remember seeing so many people just like, because they what Goodfoot and a lot of the sneaker retailers used to do is, on top of their sneaker drops, they would usually have like some kind of like clothing and shoe sale on top of that. So like after the lineup disappeared, like after like the first 15 people got their shoes, people were still lining up behind because there was a massive sale on like $10 hat bins.
Oh, cool. Like
$15 t-shirts, $40 fleeces, and other sneakers that were on sale too, on top of everything. So there was like a big line behind me as well. And I remember there was one guy who was in front of the line who literally, if I remember correctly, he lined up with no money.
Wow.
He lined up with no money. I think he was like fifth or like sixth in line. And then he ended up selling his spot in line to someone else for like, I want to say like $200, if I remember correctly. So like he rejoined Amazing. The line in the back. And then ended up copying a bunch of like a pair of shoes and a bunch of clothing, if I remember correctly.
Oh wow! Get mine with no money.
Amazing.
And there was even a guy who actually like rocked fake What the Dunks to the lineup.
Oh god!
And then right after he got his pair, he literally put his new one on feet, and then tied the laces together for his old fake pair, and then put it up on like on the wires that were hanging in front of the store.
Oh my god, that's cool. That's ballin'.
Yeah. And then I think some people, like someone kind of like messed around with some of the people and said that there's a real pair of What the Dunks up on the wires. Oh, go no. get them. So like I think some people were going crazy and stuff, but I remember seeing just like one of the first guys in line, he actually bought his pair and then he got into a car and then he was kind of like sitting in front of the store for a bit and he was like $1,000 to like if anyone wants these for $1,000, I sell them right now.
Oh my god. So like
those were like the early stages of like sneaker resellers and just like some of the stories that you develop from doing lineups like this. And I was actually talking to Sean and Lawrence about and Mayor about it not too long ago, and they were mentioning how the lineup for the Air Max 1, the 6.
Mm-hmm.
So like they all lined up for that and they were saying how fun, memorable that lineup was too for them. And it's kind of crazy now because people line up for sneaker raffles and they'll have raffles at multiple slots because a lot more retailers are getting them. And you're not developing a lot of these relationships that we were able to develop back in the day with people that I still talk to. And the camaraderie is, in my opinion, is what's lacking. Like what the younger generation that's only experiencing these raffles, I think that's something that they're kind of missing out on, because it was a great experience. And I'm pretty sure the similar thing happened in Montreal too, where you recognize a lot of the people in the lines, you know?
Yeah, I see it from inside.
Yeah, yeah.
On my end, I see it from inside. I see like the people lining up for the raffles and like, every now and then you'll have this guy that's like, he remembers lining up with this guy before in the raffles and stuff like that. But it's like, there's so, unless you come with a family or a friend, like no one's mingling, no one's having fun, no one's talking, no one's kind of like filling up time. Like I completely hear that. And I feel like whoever's lining up today is kind of like lining up for someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, but.
Yeah, no, it totally does. I feel like every time you see a line, it is the same people, but they're doing it for different reasons.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys, there's only one guy and he's paying a bunch of people to sit and wait in line for him to make money.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist anymore, because I know like I know for a fact that still some people are camping out, lining up with some friends, you know, they're going in for the shoes and whatnot, but it's like, regardless of that, there's still in the back of everyone's mind that whole selling right away, like flipping and investing kind of like mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So I completely agree with you. It's, there's like kind of like a weird camaraderie like aspect that's not there anymore. So,
but on top of like what the people in line got the experience, it was also this unique relationship between the retail, like the retailers and the employees that worked the drops, and then the people who are lining up outside. So like, for example, when the Airy Z1 Zens, the Zen Greys, when they dropped at Livestock, people were lining, I think, about 2 days for them.
Wow.
And then I think the night before, it was like, it was raining pretty hard. It was pouring, I think, and it was pretty cold. And I heard that one of the employees or a couple of the employees actually came back, were at the shop like later at night. And then because it was like pouring outside and like they didn't want the people to, like people in line to suffer, this might have been either the first night or the second night that people were camping, but they actually like brought them in to the shop, let them chill in the shop for a bit. I think they all grabbed some like pizza or some McDonald's together, and they were just like hanging out and vibing. And like, and when I remember Exclusity did that, something along those lines for one of like the Air, I want to say it was like the Air Jordan 11 Space Jam. I want to say like they let people who camped in, like they kind of like did the, you could come inside, play some like N64 or something.
Oh, that's cool.
And I think that was like a year or two ago. And I thought that was like really cool of them to kind of like let the new generation of people camping or wanting to re-experience that kind of feeling. And I think they did a great job with that. And I think that even that relationship with, from a from the retailer's perspective was also really unique too. Because like Alex, as a retail representative now, like the experience must be different for you. Because if you were to like, let's say, have worked those sneaker drops back in the day, you would experience a single line that formed over 1 to 3 days, right?
Yeah.
And people would have been outside your store for that specific time.
Yeah.
And then your day-to-day operations wouldn't be affected that much because you would have you would have the lineup outside, but like the conversions and whatnot, they wouldn't be constantly coming in and out of the store. You know?
No. Yeah.
Well, whereas now,
there's been some occasions where, for the wrong reason, people would come in.
Yeah.
And back and forth for like 4 days, and that was Bape, the Bape NMDs. Yeah. But for example, the NMD drop, the first Human Race drop, it was really fun. I remember the guys were extremely nice outside. Everyone was really polite. Everyone, like, the energy was good. I bought everyone Timbits and coffees and stuff like that, and everyone really appreciated it. That was a great experience, but it doesn't necessarily affect the business, you know, because it's like people were just waiting outside. But I don't have a bad experience about, except for Bape.
But to be honest, now when you have those raffle lineups, what they usually do, like easy raffles for like 2 days.
Yeah, that's so killing business. Like
big that's time. What I'm saying.
Yeah,
that kills your conversion.
Oh yeah, totally. And it affects other retailers as well
for
on the street.
Yeah,
like every time like someone complains, that's
curb appeal, man.
Everyone complains, so I need to switch every day, one side of the street, the other side of the street, because it's just so many people. It's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like there's gonna be complaints regardless of how each retailer handles it, because Adidas does either the confirmed app or they do like raffles for Yeezys in stores. Right. People still line up for that. People, there's still like those select places that still do first come first serve.
Yes. Mm-hmm. People still complain for that.
But you know what? There's always going to be people complaining, no matter what.
I bumped into someone at the Soul Exchange, and he was like, "Hey, when is your store reopening? I'm assuming you'll have ton of heat. Is everything going to be to first come first serve? Because I remember that drop where it was and in my head I was like, "Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. But whether it's confirmed, first come first serve, or raffle, everyone complains.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone complains, and then." Okay, let's bring in online drops in the picture, and then everyone's like, "Oh, bots, bots, bots!" So like, there's so many people just complaining, so little actions being taken, and you only need to realize that the only reason why all of this is happening is because the enthusiasm is getting more and more real. Mm-hmm. The popularity of the whole sneaker realm is getting just bigger every day, and you can't control that. So you gotta accept that some shoes you won't get because it's like really popular. Other shoes you can get maybe because if you have connections and friends, or maybe you're just lucky, or maybe you put in the efforts to. But regardless of either or, I don't know, I just feel like there's always something to complain about.
Always.
And I'm talking because of like I have an in and out perspective.
Yeah, you really do.
On that old thing. So there's always complainers, there's always something to complain about. And I do agree with you, it's never going to be the same. It's there's always going to be like, something.
Even with Supreme, and I'm not too big on Supreme, so I don't follow them too much, but I know that they've switched up their system in New York City, at least, where they do like a random, like I think you have to like run, like you have to, they release a location at a specific time, and you have to like people sprint to that location to get their name on a list.
Yes, and then you can pick up on the Thursday drop. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so like people complain about that too, but like people are getting creative with like the way they do it now.
Bro, I was in Los Angeles a couple of weeks ago. And I landed on a Thursday, and what I got on Fairfax, it was maybe like 2 p.m. Los Angeles time, and the store had opened at 11, and there were still about 200 to 300 people lined up around the block.
Oh, that's crazy.
And the store had been open since 11, and people have been lined up for like 4 days.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's crazy. How it is every week. Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that whole, you know, go to this location, write your name down on a list. Because if you really want something, you're going to go get it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's only going to be the people that really, really want it.
And it's probably just making it easier for the retailer to handle it.
So. Yeah, of course. You know, you don't have, 1,000 people outside, you know? So it's definitely a different way to think of the sneaker game and releases. You know, it's true. No one is ever going to be happy
no
with something went down or when there's a release. So you know, we could talk about that more and more, because you know what, it is going to change, and it's going to change differently since it's changed from back in the day, right, Jonathan? So it's only going to change to be either for the better or for the worse.
Yeah,
so it is what it is. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap up the podcast.
Yeah,
keep it short and sweet. I like that. But before we go, I want to give a big shout out to everyone who's been listening to the podcast, people who have been listening to our older podcast. I'm going into the analytics of the podcast, and a lot of people are listening to older episodes, which is really, really cool.
Oh my God. I sounded
terrible.
Shout
out to all those people. Your English has improved so much, though, dude.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Merci, merci, merci.
So don't forget, you can always get our podcast on Podbean. You can get it on iTunes, Google Play, and stay tuned because we might be in another place sooner than later. Little hint. We'll see what happens. But Jonathan, thank you so much for being on the podcast and keeping Chris's seat warm while he's away. We really appreciate it, and we can't wait to have you back. So if people want to find you on the Instagrams, if people want to find your articles that you've written, where can they do so?
You can find me at I Am Jonathan Kim, and then you can find some of my work on The Bragg Affair or Style Democracy as well.
Yes, you're writing for Style Democracy. You're doing an amazing job, dude. You're killing it.
Yeah.
Check out that Style at Home feature featuring some guy from Montreal.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
That sexy dude with the glasses.
Yeah. I've heard about him. Dude, that was a fantastic article. For the people that don't know,
just check out my link in my bio. It's going to stay there for a month. Yeah.
Jonathan, thank you so much for hanging out on the podcast, dude. We really, really appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me, guys.
Chloe, if people want to find you on Instagram or social media, where can they do so?
At Chlorel.
And Alex, where can people find you?
At www.styledemocracy.com. No, I'm just playing.
/
At Suji Cypher Sons on Instagram.
And don't forget to follow our boy Christopher Chu. It is at Christopher.Chu. Chris, we miss you, dude, and we're sending all the love your way. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at OnAirWithMikeD. Follow the Sneaker Podcast at the Sneaker Podcast. On Twitter at the Sneaker Pod. We'll catch you back here next time with a new episode of the Sneaker Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Later.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.